Magnificent.
Yeah. Magnificent.
Why does that part of that movie is so
it's
funny to me?
Funny. It's so out of place too.
Welcome to the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. This is episode 4. My name is Deontay Epps, joined by my brother, my friend, my guy, Dane Beasley. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty great, Deontay, my great brother slash friend slash cousin slash half uncle on my father's
sister-in-law, baby cousins,
aunties, nephews' side.
Because we all know who that
doing
is.
Doing pretty good, bro. Yeah. I don't even know what that is. I ain't even met them. Not even since the last family reunion. But doing pretty good, bro. Doing pretty good. How are you doing on this Friday?
Oh, man. Dang, this is not any Friday, my guy. This is
what
special Friday. And let me correct myself, because actually this will come out on Saturday. So you'll hear it on a Saturday. I'm like, hey, I don't even know what day of the week it is. But no, okay, we're recording on Friday, guys, if you didn't know.
Mm-hmm. But sorry, guys.
To the listeners that don't know, I am a teacher, full-time middle school teacher. And after today, I have 16 days off. Oh my goodness.
16.
I counted 16 them all.
Business days.
No, that's all together.
Oh, dang. My bad.
Hey, that's, man.
Oh, if y'all got like a teacher work day at the first day of January, or one of the first days of January.
Yeah. So I told all the kids and staff, I was like, I'll see y'all next year.
Wise.
Yeah, man. So it's great to enjoy some time off, enjoy family and friends, and get some rest and energy back, because I tell you, it's a struggle, but a beautiful struggle.
Yeah. Super underappreciated career choice.
Yes.
You guys are very, very underpaid and unappreciated, but from
thank you.
Those of us in the industry, in the similar industry, we see a lot that goes on with y'all, right. And just want to let you know from the bottom of our heart, we appreciate your work and your service, your public service, as not only an educator, but as a role model,
right.
You're a role model, dude. You're a role model. So
thank you, my guy.
You, bro.
On behalf of teachers everywhere, we say thank you.
Whoa, but how do you know every teacher wants to be thanked? Some people just want to go about their, their duties without,
right.
No. This is,
right.
This is below me to say I appreciate it.
I went too far.
It's
I went too far. So on behalf of the teachers that would like to be thanked, I accept on their behalf, and I'll keep their award at my house.
Good deal. Oh, man, this guy.
But Dane, I'll start off by saying I messed up. I made a mistake last episode, and I'm here to address this mistake. Let me say something real quick.
This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah.
My bad.
You good.
I'm sitting up now. I'm leaning forward. Like, what's going on?
It's my fault, man. Last episode was called Marriage Math. Mm-hmm. And, you talked about, it was your anniversary. You're talking about advice on how to stay strong in your committed marriage and relationship. And after my fiance listened to the episode, she was upset with me.
Oh, man.
She said that I didn't give her a shout out, Dane.
Yikes.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, you might want to do that. Well, you know what? Let me not let you be wrong alone, because I'm wrong too.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go ahead and get finished with your wrong, and I'm going to tell you my wrong so we can both be wrong together so you don't feel alone in this wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Please proceed.
You're so real. What a brother. All right.
Got you, man.
So yeah, last episode, Dane's anniversary, and he was talking about relationships and some advice he would give to people trying to, or people that got married young, and you know how to keep your relationship strong. And then my beautiful fiance, Karina Yebra.
She got your arm behind your back right now.
Yeah, she.
Stop playing. I'm just kidding. I'm playing, Karina. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Hey, that's just jokes.
That's just jokes. But I do remember saying last episode, I said, I'm getting married. And I think that's what ticked her off. Like, made it seem like I was marrying myself.
Yeah. You're getting married to beautiful.
Yes, my beautiful.
That's your starter. I'm going to help you out there. My beautiful. That's my. You're on your bike, and I'm pushing you off and telling you to just, you know, pedal off. So go ahead.
Right. I'm taking the training wheels off.
Right your wrongs, brother.
My beautiful, wonderful, funny, great, amazing fiance, Karina Yebra. I love you so blessed. Much. So blessed.
Blessed.
I can't wait to marry you in May. May of 2020. And you know what's funny? She might not even listen to this episode because she got so upset last time. So I'm going to tell her to listen to it. And she may or may not hear this. But I love you, baby.
I hope she listens to it and I hope she forgives you, man. Let me take some heat off of you real quick.
All right, I'm passing the time.
Okay, cool. Got it. I'm heading down the stretch as slow as possible. So in my excitement last week to talk about, you know, these little pieces of advice, these little tokens, if you will, as little pieces of wisdom, I did one of the dumbest things, or I wouldn't say dumb, but it's just I was speaking too fast. You know how you're supposed to remember specific dates if you're in a relationship?
Yes.
And I, of course, I got the date right as far as the anniversary. I just got the year wrong.
Yes.
So I said the wedding anniversary, you know, December 11, 2011, when the wedding anniversary is December 11, 2015. So I was like 4 years out of there. We met in 2011.
Yeah.
In like August. August. Let me state this for the record in case she's hearing right tomorrow, which is, yeah, whatever. Whatever she listens to. We met August 2011, got in a relationship September the 4th, 2011. And then, of course, we got married December 11th, 2015. Bow.
What's so
I apologize for getting that wrong. I'm sorry, baby. Getting that wrong.
What's so funny, Karina, after she was done yelling at me, she was like, she was like, they got married in 2011 in my dumb tail.
Please tell me you had my back.
I was like, Yeah. I was like, man. Yeah.
Hey, this is me giving you a virtual dap right now. So go ahead and stick your hand up. Hey, appreciate that,
you know,
brother.
Pound it. But and then I started thinking later, I was like, dang, that don't sound right.
Yeah.
I know I ain't that old. I ain't that old.
Yeah,
that makes so much sense.
She told me about it too. I was all happy. She was like, I listen to the podcast. I was like, cool, but you got one thing wrong. And I was like, all right, cool. Must have said something about sports. I got wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then she brought up, no, the wedding anniversary was in 2015, not 2011. I was like,
it's so funny, man. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. It's okay
goodness.
To tell on yourself sometimes. You know,
you have to, you know, when you that's the thing about us, Dane. We admit when we're wrong, you know? We come on here sometimes. And we admit that we make mistakes, you know. We're not perfect.
Yeah, part of and that's the gateway. Part of being a sports fan is you gotta always admit when you're wrong. Well, not always, most of the time. 75% of the time you gotta admit when you're wrong, especially if you're, you know, I don't know, having a really, 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 really bold prediction or statement.
Right.
So, say you're wrong. Makes you look better. Integrity. A man of integrity. That's what people love.
Yep. So we just stepped up on the pedestals there and said our sorrows. Now let's get to sports, man.
Yeah.
Check it. Mark.
Production. Yeah, let you your man, now back to me. Now back to your man, now back to me. Sadly, he's not me. As for me, I am a sneeze. Life's a breeze, money in the breeze. Sincerely, Mr. Freeze. Cause I'm so cold, I make the North Pole just look like a tease. I got that Old Spice sweat. Yeah, put it in the bag. I got that Old Spice sweat. Yeah, put it in the bag. I got that Old Spice sweat. Yeah, put it in the bag. I got that Old Spice sweat. Yeah. I just can't have one chick, so I come potato chips. And judging by their shade, I shall call them classic plays. Why is I in pay? Deck full of stacks. In fact, my stacks is so stacked, it makes Goldman Sachs look whack. Yeah, guess who's back? It's a vibe that you wait, can't dictate your fate to get so great. Your vulnerability takes on it to stimulate, just to be late. While I'm feeling great, and maybe you say I'm the great. Substitute here, so you better take a break. To the lowest case, 7-4-8, so I'm making ice today. She said she liked my walk and my swagger body. Record label try to talk, but I said kill Illuminati. Movie life is for harbor, and these haters call my potty. But sooner or later, I'll take the chain on to Johnny Tsunami. Tsunami. Johnny Tsunami.
Man, we had the Jaguars battle it out. Not against another team. Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna lose that one.
They had a battle against the NFLPA.
Players Association. This might be the weakest players association. But go ahead. Yeah.
So the NFLPA, they were victorious against the Jaguars over fines for mandatory off-season medical appointments, right?
Boy, oh boy, you asking for it.
So to kind of break that down, I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible here. So say you went to your job, got hurt.
Bam, fell down some stairs, only three stairs, right? But I got hurt nonetheless.
You fell down the stairs. Right. And then you go to your doctor. Your doctor says, come back.
What's my doctor?
Right. Your doctor says, you know, you got a broken ankle. Come back. Come back next week and we'll start treatments.
Bet. I'll be back here next week.
Right. This is your doctor.
Okay.
And then your employer, your job says, hey, we're gonna treat you here. Exactly. We're going to treat you here, and you need to be here tomorrow, 8 a.m. Also, if you don't show up, we're going to take your check. Every time you don't show up, we're going to take your check. Every time, every single time.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, you say, that's my check. I ain't paying nothing. I'm going to my doctor.
Exactly.
So you decide to go to your doctor.
And then they gonna find me, right?
Yep, they find you, bro.
That's trash.
And they find you again. We don't show up for the next one, and again and again and again. Yeah, they just kept finding you over and over, dude.
There's got to be something I could do about this. Somebody who I can go talk to and consult with.
Yeah, the union. Your union. Hmm. In this case, for the players that suffered this from the Jacksonville Jaguars, it was the NFLPA. All right, so I kind of
they got some teeth. They got some teeth now.
Yeah, man. Boy. So this is crazy in the fact that, you know, and I'll go ahead and add to this. Tom Coughlin got fired as well, and he was running. You know, he was in the GM role or whatever for the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I never thought that was a good. Like when they hired him to be whatever role,
it is a weird fit.
Like I can only see him as a coach. Like, first of all, like he won a Super Bowl with the Giants. Well, he won a Super Bowl.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. Just kidding. This is just jokes, Giants, G-Men fans. Sorry. It's just a joke.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was with Jacksonville when they first came into the league back in 97, 96, maybe earlier than that. But I don't know, man. It just seemed weird from the start for him to have this role. He kind of ran it like, I wouldn't even say maybe a college program. Yeah. What do you think? Is it more college? I would even go down to high school because he was like.
Yeah, probably high school. Like, not giving them any type of rights.
Right.
Players got a little bit of pull in college.
Right.
Well, you could probably say that about high school too, depending on where you're at. But yeah, he had no type of relationship with those players before making all these sort of demands and stuff. And you're going to piss off some people. You're going to piss off some grown men. You're gonna piss off some grown men running your organization like that, especially if you're the new guy.
Right. And so the Jaguars they lost the grievance.
As they should have.
And then some former players of the Jaguars chimed in on the Twitter webs.
Bro. That's saying it lightly.
Yeah. Yeah. I only saw Jalen Ramsey and Dante Fowler. Did you see somebody else?
I mean, I know Telvin Smith talked about it, but he didn't, you know, I don't think he tweeted anything. It was more so just information came out. And then they, man, crazy, I didn't know, like, how can you physically fine somebody 25 times?
That's crazy.
For missing mandatory appointments with the club trainer or physician. You fine somebody 25 times? Bro, there's 28 days in February in some years. Like, you find somebody 25 times and they didn't get the message after the first 5 times, you gonna keep finding them? Man. And you know the players talk.
Yep.
And like that reputation that you have, especially consider how short NFL careers are,
right,
as compared to other professional sports. And they're, you know, those careers are cut in half sometimes even when there's injury. So, yeah, hey, I'm glad the NFLPA doesn't do a lot of things right, but they got this one right. They got this one right, and they're considered a joke amongst players' associations. But they shout out to them.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey.
Shout out to them.
Jalen Ramsey's.
What did Jalen say?
I think his first tweet was like the zip closed mouth emoji, something like that.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. He had the eyeballs too next to it, right? Or no?
Right. And then there was another one. There was another one he tweeted. He said, "Try to tell y'all," with the little hand palm face. Then Dante Fowler, he quote tweeted Field Yates. So Field Yates said, "Wow, during the 2018 offseason, the Jaguars fined a player 25 times, like you said, totaling over $700,000 for missing out on mandatory treatments that were not actually allowed to be mandatory." Then Dante Fowler quote tweeted and said, "They literally hated me. I got it all back though, thanks to the NFLPA."
That's
like reparations. Man.
Yeah, and that's that money matters. I mean, if I had $700,000 just randomly added to my bank account, I'm jumping for joy. Right. So I don't know how that compares with a millionaire, how that works, but it's your money, you earned it. So of course, I'm pretty sure he's pretty happy about that. Plus, that's a W for the NFLPA heading into a new CBA soon. So that should
20. I think it ends.
Man,
is it this summer?
I want to say this summer.
I
know the owners tried to get something. They tried to get some preliminary stuff done before the season started, if I'm not mistaken. But of course, it was halted because, like, all the right cooks were in the kitchen for that to be taken care of.
Right. I just found it. It says the league's current CBA is slated to expire before the end of the 2020 season.
Hope they get them fully guaranteed contracts. That's all I care about for the players.
Right.
Get them boys fully guaranteed contracts.
As the owner, the Jags owner, you had no choice but to clean. I think eventually they'll clean house with Doug Marrone too.
And they sent him to the slaughter to address the media. That was before they announced that Coughlin was fired. So I was like, dang.
Imagine that. Be like, you go up there,
you go for a routine meeting,
right?
Routine check in,
right?
Say, hey,
just imagine, just imagine, like, if he really didn't know Coughlin got fired, and he, so how do you feel about Tom Coughlin? wait, what?
Wait, what? I think he's an amazing. And then somebody whispers into his ear and he's like, oh. Well, right. He was an amazing official here at this organization, and yeah. We're going to miss him dearly. Something like that.
Yeah, and like
crazy stuff though, man.
Like you had mentioned earlier about how players talk, and like this is really bad for Jacksonville at this point. Like they mm-hmm. need like everybody under the owner has to be gone at this point, because there's a reputation there now that you got to fix. And
yep.
I don't know how you fix that in like this amount of time, like short time. So might not be looking good for you Jacksonville Jaguars fans out there. Sorry about you.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, especially considering they're always known for making splashes in the free agency, signing big names. Right. I don't know how that's going to affect them going into next year, considering I don't know what their rollovers or their salary cap is going to look like, but I'm sure that doesn't help, you know, unless, of course, like you said, the Jaguars organization, they make a firm stance and clean house and, you know, say, hey, we're not standing for that type of treatment anymore of our players. So we'll see, brother. We'll see where the chips fall. They do got two first round picks this year though, so we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, they're gonna see need how them that all.
Goes. What?
This past week, Dame, Drew Brees made a little history. Monday Night Football against the Jets? Hold on. Who
did they play?
Dang.
I watched
blew them out,
the Colts.
I
they played the Colts.
Oh, it was Colts. The Colts. I'm
yeah.
sorry. Yeah. They yeah. played the Colts. Drew Brees passed Peyton Manning for the most touchdown passes in a career. Big for Drew Brees, man.
Shout out to Drew Brees.
We'll talk about it here in a few. But man, I'm looking here, and he has so many records, dude.
Yeah.
Last year he passed Peyton Manning for the most passing yards in a career. He broke his own completion percentage record last year. He's beaten every NFL team at least once. Brett Favre and Peyton Manning also did the same thing. I'm just looking at all these. Too many to name, obviously, but
oh yeah.
I think, and I don't know where this. I need to start taking screenshots, but somebody on my Facebook timeline, they were talking about the Drew Brees Tom Brady debate, and I won't even get into that.
Man, don't even entertain it.
Yeah, but I will say, man, Drew Brees is probably one of the most underrated quarterbacks.
I agree with that statement.
That has ever played from, and I'll just say, in my lifetime.
Gotcha.
So since I was born and watching football and following along, Drew Brees has always been underrated to me. Yeah. Like even with all these records he sets, and I don't know if it's because he's
short.
I don't even know why.
I think that he's not your typical quarterback. He's six. He's probably like a hair over, 5'11". So he's a 6 foot guy. He wasn't considered, the strongest arm, and from Texas. And he was going to play professional. He's going to be a professional tennis player. That's how good he was. He was a multi-sport athlete. So he was going to be a tennis guy.
I did not know that.
Oh, he learns something new every day, G. But of course, the knock on him was because he was too short. But clearly, he probably set the standard or broke the mold is for little quarterbacks, short quarterbacks. Because the standard has always been like you have to be, 6'4" and you can see over the high. You got to have big hands and
right.
Look at Drew Brees, and that's so, not him. So
and even before he got to the NFL, like. Out of high school, he didn't get the big time offers, so he went to Purdue.
To Boilermakers.
Got to San Diego. They were San Diego then, guys. San Diego Chargers,
mm-hmm.
and they picked Phillip Rivers over him after a few years. And it's crazy to think that Drew Brees is older than Phillip Rivers. Like
it don't seem like it.
Philip Rivers seems so old to me.
Well, it's because he got about 82 kids. Like
8 kids. Yeah.
Bro, he got about 18 kids.
Exactly. I honestly think that's what it is.
That's probably why.
That offseason, what was it, 2005, going into 2006 season, Drew Brees was a free agent.
Oh, you're talking about when he was about to go sign with Miami?
Miami.
Or there was rumored that he was going to sign with Miami or something like that.
Right. And they signed Dante Culpepper instead, right?
Which wasn't a bad signing until got injured.
Man. And he was never the same.
But you know what's crazy? The fact that they were considering signing him. You know who the coach was back then? Of the Miami Dolphins?
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban was the guy.
Now, Gosh, he's smart.
He's only the coach there for 2 years. But a lot of Miami fans, or at least a lot of the Miami fans that I know, of course, when that's occasionally brought up, they'll still blame Nick Saban for, you know, not sticking his neck out more to sign Drew Brees because they had a fear that the shoulder injury that he had, or his shoulder surgery that he had, he would, they said he would never recover. Or not, majority of quarterbacks don't recover from that type of surgery type of thing. So they were concerned about that, but it just goes to show
another underestimation.
Yep. And then you know, Dante Culpepper, who was at the top of his game, he shredded his knee.
Dante Culpepper. You start thinking about all those what if scenarios of stuff in history, sports history, would have changed, like how it would have played out.
Everything. I'd have to go. Man, mine's is probably a toss up between and I'm going to go super homer here, so kill me. If the Cowboys would have drafted Randy Moss, that's one of my biggest ones, my favorite ones, probably one that hurts the most. it definitely takes the cake over the other choice or the other option I would have went with, which was what would have happened if Kobe and Shaq never split up? Because I'm also a Lakers fan.
Is a good one.
But I'd have to go with the Randy Moss one because we got a few championships with Kobe and Shaq, but we didn't get to see anything with, now I ain't going to speak on the championships with Dallas.
So if Randy Moss would have went to Dallas, who was the quarterback at the time for Dallas?
It was Troy for a little bit. It was Troy, 1998. Because I watched the game when he took a dump all over the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, which we'll get to in a later segment. But let's go. Let's get your turn. I don't want to talk about this right now. I have to already revisit this painful memory and open or lift off that Band-Aid here in a few minutes. But I'll let you go ahead. And what is your what if, your sports what if, your favorite top two, top three, or top five?
I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go basketball.
Oh, okay.
I guess it could be kind of broad. I don't know. But what if LeBron would have went to college?
Man.
So that's crazy to think about because I think we wouldn't see the trend of
straight to NBA.
The one and done players, or he might have went one and done, but all this or tension with the NCAA and especially with Wiseman. Now he left Memphis, and now he's going
NBA. Have no idea or no type of rationale as to what purpose that suspension served from the NCAA. But whatever,
right? If LeBron would have went to college, I think you probably see
a better relationship between the two entities.
Right. Yeah. He was such a big athlete at the time and obviously still is, but he was the most hyped player out of high school. So it would just be kind of nice to kind of think about what would happen in that scenario.
Yeah.
He is an Ohio kid. So right now, he always reps Ohio State, but I think he would have probably signed with Duke back then.
Think so? You don't think he would have tried to put the team on his back in his backyard in Ohio?
Man. I think Coach K would have been all in his ear, man. I think he would have went to Duke.
You think Coach K would have offered him a better gift
Gifts and accessories.
And this, of course, is all speculation on my behalf does that sort of thing. I'm sure no coaches do that, because that'd be wrong and illegal.
That'd be wrong, man.
Yeah, can't bribe players with, you know, money or cars or homes or stuff like that, because that'd be wrong.
Right.
No one does that.
That's wrong, brother. We don't do that. Yeah, they don't do that.
We don't do that around
we're
here.
We're in a perfect world.
Perfect world. Yeah. It's not a bad what if. Not a bad what if.
No.
I'm sure Cleveland appreciates it, though. You know, that, you know, the fact that
oh, yeah.
The hometown hero. Facts. The king.
The king has returned.
And, you know, for the longest, I didn't know. I probably didn't find this out until about 2009. And I say that because the conversation I had during the NBA finals that year with one of my friends. But I didn't know that this dude's name, his LeBron, the literal translation is king.
What?
And I didn't know that until about 2009. So when people were saying that, I was like, wait, what? So I was, you know, officially told that's why he was called that. I was like, dang. So this whole time I thought they were just calling him King James, just because, you know, the King James version of the Bible. But
Did you watch the Bucks Lakers last night?
Did I watch that slaughter? I tuned it out. I checked out after we were down by like 20 points, and I was amazed that we kind of came back. But yeah, I mean,
finals preview.
Yeah. Hope not. Hope not. That
bro,
that'd piss a lot of people off.
Insane, man.
Bro.
If he can continue to hit, and I know we're switching real quick, but if he can continue to hit that 3-point shot, like, how do you defend that? All right, Dane. The Pro Bowl rosters were released, and of course, I won't go through every single person, but some of the highlights: the Ravens had 12 selections, which is the most.
What?
Am I right?
No, you know, continue.
Oh. Oh, my bad. I thought I was wrong. Ravens got the most. Then the
Saints. Let me stop you right there, brother. So ESPN or NFL, whoever reported the statistic, because I've seen it too, just like everybody else. But a lot of people were pissed off, or a lot of Cowboys fans, of course, believe that everybody, all 22 starters, should be named to the Pro Bowl. But this year, rightfully so, they had a legit reason to be pissed off, because the record, of course, was 13 from the 2007 Cowboys. And a lot of people were like, hey, that's not right. The Cowboys had sent the most players to the Pro Bowl back in 2007. So, yeah, I don't know why they were reporting number 12. I don't know. Maybe somebody dropped out or something like that. I didn't look it up, but I just thought it would be funny to point out. But they were, a lot of them were pissed off. I was like, it's not that serious, dude. Like, Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything.
Right.
She really wants pro team. So,
Right. And Pro Bowl is just one of those things, like, people love to argue about. I mean, you're always going to have those players that you feel like should have got a spot. Like, me, obviously, right, I'm a Broncos fan, and my boy Justin Simmons has been going off this year.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even an alternate. So
it's trash.
That's unfortunate. And that brings me to my question. Like, how would you fix the Pro Bowl as far as voting goes? Cause they allow it's, fans to vote?
Because there's no right way to do it. Like, if you leave it to the fans, of course, is going to be the most popular name, whoever sells the most jerseys, which it doesn't translate to who the best player is. And, of course, you would leave it to sports writers. A lot of times there's bias in that because sometimes there are sports writers who have, you know, these riffs and tiffs with players, and they can retaliate, much like they do with the Hall of Fame voting. There's no perfect way to do it, but they have to fix that.
Yeah.
If they don't fix it, maybe don't make the Pro Bowl as important as they make it. I don't know, don't publicize as much as you should, because in all honesty, the Pro Bowl isn't what it was, you know, 10 years ago or even 15 years ago when people were actually tackling and stuff. I mean, you know, it's kind of a joke now, much like all, you know, all-star games and things of that sort. But if you're going to try to make money off of it and, you know, things like that, maybe clean it up, polish it up, and make the system work a little bit better in favor of those players who should be there. But I don't know how you fix it. Yeah. I honestly don't know how you fix it, but I do know it does need to be overhauled.
I think I may have a solution.
Okay.
I haven't thought it all the way out, but the things you mentioned were spot on, and I agree with them as far as the fan vote is crazy because they're just going to vote for big names.
Yep.
The writers vote or the media vote, it could be some bias towards certain players that they like or may not like.
Yep.
I think a happy medium, and I don't know how many votes they would get, how that would work. And it would be hard to do because they're in the middle of the season, but have the coaches vote. Like the 32 NFL coaches vote on Pro Bowl. I feel like all the coaches, this is opinion, most of the coaches probably have that respect with one another, and you know, especially those ones you play in the division, you play them twice a year, you know who's been balling, who hasn't. I don't know, figure out some kind of way to have the coaches, if not all the vote, at least a majority of the vote, to try to make it more balanced.
I agree, because we all know that leaving the vote in the hands of the players, even though we're amazing on the field, what they do, sometimes they don't make the best decisions like that. Because we have all the time, every year, we've had jacked up NFL top 100 lists where you're like, wait a minute, this dude didn't even play this year. He was hurt all season. Somehow he made the top 100 list for that year. Like, I don't know about that. So, yeah, I think
that top 100 list is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But they got to fix it. They have to fix it. Make it a little bit better. Maybe people will tune into it more.
Yeah. What about the game? Like, do you think the game should be scrapped?
Maybe.
I honestly don't watch it.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I watched it either. I watched the skills competitions. I watched those type of things.
That's actually more fun. Yeah.
It really is. You know, dodgeball. They had they televised it, the dodgeball game a few years ago. And they might have done it last year too, but I didn't watch it last year. But I remember it might have been 2016, the 2016-17 season's last time I watched it. That's only because Zeke and Dez and Dak, they all made it. So I was like, I'm tuning in and watching. That's when I know I had that dodgeball tournament. But I don't know if they can do to fix the actual game, because the players aren't going to be committed to, you know, putting their lives out there, because they know if someone shreds a knee and they're up for a contract in the summer after the season, they're not going to get re-signed. And that's the legit business side of it. So if they find some way in the CBA to make it matter a little bit more, maybe. But if not, I don't care for it. I mean, I know the fans appreciate it, but I'm more pro player anyways, and I'm pretty sure that the last thing anybody wants to be worried about is, you know, tearing up a knee or breaking a bone in a meaningless, you know, pickup game. I don't know how you fix it, but
I saw someone tweet about moving it back to after the Super Bowl.
Because
I thought moving it in front of the Super Bowl would be good. My initial thought was like, I think that's a good idea. Kind of gets people hyped for the Super Bowl. Something to do in that bye week when there's no games being played. But I don't know. Maybe moving it back, and now it's what, it's in Orlando again this year. I think it's like the second year in a row.
Because it used to be, well, every year they used to be back in Hawaii. I remember what. Right. The only thing I remember about the Pro Bowls, well, my only memories, my top three memories about Pro Bowls: one, Sean Taylor,
lighting up
the punter. What's his name?
Shane Leck.
No. Played for the Bills, I think. What was his name? I remember he was fast, the punter. Brian Mormon. Is that his name right?
Oh yeah.
Nice. Was it Brian Mormon? Yep. Okay, yeah. Yep. Brian Mormon. When that's the my immediate memory of Pro Bowls is him getting lit up by Sean Taylor, RIP. They had like a fake punt and he took off and he looked like he was gonna get the first down. He might have gotten the first down, but he got leveled by Sean Taylor.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And the greatest thing about it is the greatest thing about it is the dude popped right back up. Went over and congratulated him, you know, appreciated the big hit, you know, my kid loves you, by the way, and then walks off. But fumbled the ball and everything. Second memory about it, the Pro Bowls. I remember all the intros they did for Madden back in the day. Game on to EA Sports in the game. Like they had about 60. Yeah. Maybe I might be exaggerating this a little bit, but there's a lot of different intros that you could have, where different players are introducing themselves, like, hey, I'm Damian Tomlinson, EA Sports is in the game.
Them.
And
they filmed them at the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and they, you know, had cheerleaders doing them. They had coaches doing them.
Fans
doing it. So that's one of the second biggest, you know, Pro Bowl memory I have. And the third one would probably be, I don't have a third one. Those are the top two for me, anything associated with the Pro Bowl. Other than that,
Yeah, that Sean Taylor one is definitely number one for me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Hopefully they can fix it. If not, I'm not mad either way if they scrap it or keep it.
Sure, man.
But I think they need to do something for real about the actual voting system. But Josh Gordon, man.
Oh, man. Damn it,
Josh. Gordon.
Damn it, Josh.
I know. Josh Gordon of the Seattle Seahawks, receiver suspended again.
Again. Come on, yeah. Josh.
Yeah, man. He got suspended for some form of substance abuse. This is fifth time since 2013. And it looks like it might be the last suspension, which would be permanent, unfortunately, for him. It's a sad situation. He deleted his Twitter and Instagram pages and hasn't even said anything publicly.
Right. Just pissed off, you know, probably ashamed or whatever. But it sucks that he got suspended. But my thing is, it's legal. What I'm assuming, this is an assumption based off of the interviews that he's done with Sports Illustrated in the past and ESPN. I'm assuming he was popped for smoking marijuana again. That's what I'm assuming is what took place. So if that's the case, you know, shame on the NFL for still, you know, suspending players because of it, you know, failing those drug tests. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's a stupid rule. Everyone has to follow it. But for the time being, until it's legalized nationwide, just go ahead and stop doing it just for a little bit. Cause the worst part about it is just, he was so talented, bro. So talented, but this one hurts for us, man.
So I got to see him when he played here.
Extraordinary
talent, man.
Yeah.
He is like, then, you know,
amazing
going to Seattle. Isn't it legal?
Yeah, it's legal there. I want to say it's legal. It's legal in Washington. They got dispensaries there.
I don't want to assume, obviously, but it's not a good mix. If this is what he did, then being in Seattle could only enable that. But
unless it was something he got in trouble for before New England released him, and then the suspension is just now coming down. That might be it. Maybe. I could be wrong on that but it's so vague.
You know what?
And the timeliness is so bad with the, that's another thing NFL needs to clean up, but that's another topic for another day, of course.
Right. And there's been nothing really. I haven't heard anything else about it since they suspended him.
Right.
Am I right? Or
I think he might appeal it. I mean, he might repeal it. Try to, you know, do that. Okay. Maybe. I think. I don't know if it has any teeth to it. But, you know.
Okay.
But Russ, the good thing is Russ said he's been staying in touch with Josh. So there's always hope that he plays for the Seahawks again.
Yeah.
Tough, man. But, you know, as long as it's the NFL is, you know, in bed with all these alcohol companies, it's perfectly fine. But don't, by the love of God, don't do anything else. Don't you smoke that? Don't you smoke that? That weed, that devil's lettuce. Don't you do that? But you go ahead and go buy it. You know, go buy you a case of beer, and it'll be all fine because we're sponsored by all these big name companies. Just backwards, because it's a bad look for the NFL for, you know, them to allow players to do that, but. Course, you know, drinking and driving, that's cool though. Right. Any problems with the serious NFL? Yeah.
On a serious note, I hope he, you know, gets his life straight, gets everything right with himself. I mean, that's the only thing you can hope for is
because
he's, you know, he even expressed his mental issues way back and, you know, that Sports Illustrated stuff. And so, It's an unfortunate situation, but hope it works out for him. Yeah.
Hope he gets the help that he needs, and they find out ways that he can continue to cope with the mental issues that he has been diagnosed with, because it is serious. But more than anything, he's a person before he's a football player. So hopefully he gets himself straight, and hopefully the NFL gets himself straight about the way they come down on these players about stuff that isn't harmful.
Being more progressive and whatnot.
Yeah.
But
they did did 30 for 30. Did they do a special on NFL's drug addiction or like the drug addiction in like professional sports and stuff like that? Did they do one, or am I making this up in my head? I might be making it up in my head.
Man.
I want to say that they did, because it was, you know, a lot of players have been, I mean, a lot of, they're not players anymore. They're retired and stuff. But a lot of them, you know, of course, come out in these interviews and say how, you know, how much they were hooked on a lot of the drugs that they were prescribed to cope with the pain, and it just wasn't worth it, you know. But
yeah,
I'm going to look into that. I might have made that up. So my bad, everybody. I'm sorry.
It is December. So, man. Texas football state title games in Arlington, Dane. Have you got a chance to watch any of them? Follow along a little bit.
I followed along with
the big 6A games tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah.
Or today.
Yeah.
I meant today, because this is a live podcast. We did not record this.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, there's a pretty good game coming on today, later this evening. Denton Ryan versus Shadow Creek. That's the one. Shout out to my homie Demarek Smith. He's added to that. Him and his family, they're going to that game. They'll be there for tomorrow's game too. The game that everyone's been waiting
for. The rematch?
Since last year. Yeah, the rematch. Sorta. The rematch with an asterisk.
Right.
Duncanville versus North Shore, of course, the rematch. It will not feature the four-star coveted or the highly coveted UT commit Jaquindon Jackson, of course, because he tore his ACL.
I saw that play
during the game versus who was it they played?
Rockwall
last week. Rockwall, because they Rockwall beat Harker Heights, if I'm not mistaken,
blew the first them
round.
Out.
Yeah, that was rough. Following that game, but yeah, he got his knee shredded up during that game, so he will not be playing. But the good thing is, Duncanville's backup quarterback, who was a freshman, is also really good, and he's a freshman. He's going to be leading the charge, and of course he'll probably be a 4 or 5 star here in a few seasons. So they both teams are powerhouses, and both teams have a lot of 4 and 5 star committed players, like a lot. So it's going to be a pretty good matchup tomorrow.
Yeah. And those games, I'll be looking forward to watch that on television. I watched yesterday. I watched little 3A action. It was Gunner versus Paul Pewitt. Paul Pewitt is kind of near where my parents grew up, so my dad called me like, "You watching this game? You watching
out there in the East? Yeah. They running a wing tee."
Yes, yes, that's what I was just about to say. both teams ran the wing tee, bro. And at first, heck, I was like, but listen, that's how it was the first time. I was like, man, this is about to be the most boring game I've ever seen. Bro, it was a really interesting game up until the third quarter when Gunner started pulling away. But I'm like, dang, like, these kids are, like, very, like, that's where coaching comes into play because they're so
disciplined,
and a lot of these kids go both ways. Like, they play offense and defense. And so,
you knees be hurting all game, getting chop blocked.
But it was like a high scoring game out of the wing tee. Like, you would think it's like run. I mean, it was a lot of running, but you would think it'd be low scoring.
Like all the games in the 90s. Like all the games in the 90s or 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. Right. And then, Gunter pulled away and won. And then yesterday I watched La Vega. They lost to Carthage. So Carthage won back-to-back state titles.
Crazy.
It was close, and at halftime it was 21-14, and then Carthage pulled away. But a lot of people still don't know or don't realize how big Texas or football is in Texas. They got
it's like a religion here, bro.
And if you don't know about it, you just go to a state title game and you'll think it's a professional game. How many
we got? People are there's in the so stands. Many. There are stadiums in the state of Texas. No cap. There are stadiums in the state of Texas that are better than some college stadiums. High school football stadiums. And the first one that comes to mind for me, of course, and I'm in Dallas, is Allen.
Allen.
Their stadium is magnificent. And it's their
magnificent.
Magnificent.
Why does that part of that movie is so
it's
funny to me?
Funny. It's so out of place too, but it's funny because it's. I mean, it's just for those who don't know. We're speaking of Avengers: Infinity War, the scene where I think it's Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, the collector.
The collector. He's inside of some sort of. He's being held captive in some sort of space
display,
sort of cell, some sort of display case. And after Gamora, spoiler alert, after Gamora kills who she believes is Thanos, which happens to be part of the usage of the reality stone, she kills Thanos. And then, of course, he's cheering and saying magnificent, screaming at the top of his lungs. And then, of course, we are shortly all disappointed by a mirage of sorts.
That was funny. Yeah, we're nerds, so what?
Yeah, if you don't like it, you can just continue to subscribe to our podcast.
But man, those stadiums are crazy. You would think it's professional. But yeah, like you said, it's a religion. People take it extremely serious down here, especially in those
small
towns.
How serious? I'll tell you how serious, Deontay. Oh. Glad you asked. Man, boys out here in Pee Wee practicing the playbook that they're eventually going to be playing in when they get to high school.
Yeah,
that's how serious it is in Texas.
Yep.
Like, but the one thing I appreciate about sports though, and what a lot of people don't understand is just the structure, the commitment, and then the respect that these kids have in order to be successful. So, I love it. Shout out to Texas one time.
Texas. For those that still don't understand, but you've watched Friday Night Lights, the show that used to come on NBC. It's very similar to that. And what I mean by that is a small town Texas school, diehard football, Friday nights, city is shut down.
Everything.
Everybody's going to the game on Friday, and it's all about rings for those small towns.
Get you one of these.
But Texas football, Texas forever, as Tim Riggins would say. Okay, Dane, we are approaching Christmas Day in a few days. And we don't have NFL games on Christmas.
Well,
do we?
I don't think so. Usually reserved for basketball and stuff, right?
Right, I'm tripping. Yes. So maybe. You'll have your NBA Christmas slate, maybe four games. And then you have college football sprinkled around there, around the holidays, New Year's Day, of course. Mm-hmm. So, Dane, I will ask you, what is your favorite holiday sports memory? Or should I say your
most memorable?
Least favorite? It could go either way.
Oh, it's definitely. For me, there isn't a feeling more distasteful than watching your favorite player dismantle your team in every which way possible, and then of course gloat about it because he's so great. But my most memorable sports memory during the holiday season, of course, this would be none other than Thanksgiving. Why Thanksgiving, you say? I'll tell you why. On a beautiful day of was Thursday, November 26th, 1998. The wide receiver who should have been drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, but instead we drafted Greg Ellis, which I'm okay with Greg Ellis. He had a decent career, not a Hall of Fame career, but of course, I think big enough to go in the Ring of Honor, but beside the point. Should have drafted Randy Moss with their first round selection, but because of his murky past from college and high school, they decided that he had character flaws and they didn't want to take a chance on him. So they passed on Randy Moss, who, of course, was disappointed because he expected it to go to the Cowboys. He's a Cowboys fan. Randy Moss had three catches for 163 yards in three touchdowns that day. There isn't anything that needs to be said other than
he had turkey legs after the game.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he did. Thanks, Deontay. But
it's what I'm here for.
That was just a painful memory. And that, I think that probably, for me, that might've been the first day that probably one of the first times I cried because of sports. I was seven or 8 years old and just watching this man. And I was happy for him, but I was just like, they're still my team at the end of the day. Watch this man just completely annihilate and emasculate everyone on that field. It was tough. So I always remember that day. Every Thanksgiving is always I always have a flashback, and there's always a fear of my team getting their tails kicked, which typically happens, and it happened this year too. Got murdered by the Bills. So yeah. So thank you, Randy Moss. Unfortunately, you're not my favorite player. You're not even my favorite wide receiver anymore. You're my second favorite wide receiver, right behind T.O. So thank you for giving me these wonderful memories. And I mean, shout out to you one time for proving everybody wrong, as we all knew you would. But yeah, let's get over this. I'm tired of talking about this. What's your most memorable or favorite holiday related sports memory?
I would have to say I like how this is like right before Christmas and we're talking about Thanksgiving.
I mean, it just kind of all runs together.
Yeah, right. Mine happened on Thanksgiving as well. It was Thanksgiving 2005. Yeah, my dad is a Cowboys fan, diehard Cowboys fan, and I am a Bronco fan.
Asterisk mark. next to your dad's fandom, Cowboys.
Yeah, I'd never been to a Denver Broncos game, but I've been a fan for a while, so Denver Broncos just happened to be playing Dallas on Thanksgiving that year. So my dad got us tickets. And what's crazy, this game was at the old Texas Stadium.
Yep.
Before they moved into AT&T.
Right. They blew that mug up.
Before they exploded it. but I broke my leg a few months earlier.
My leg!
In football practice, I broke my leg, so I
had was crying like a baby too, man.
Hey, they don't need to know about all that, dude.
Boy, face down in the grass.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
This is about to become the Uno podcast.
You right, because you're going to disqualify. Never mind. Go ahead. My bad, boss. We good. You straight, man. I would have been crying, too, if I was, you know, broke my leg.
Good. Yeah, man. It hurt. It hurt. But I had my cast on my leg and crutches. So I remember crutching, like, we had, like kind of like nosebleeds, but they were still good seats. So
yeah, you were at the game. Don't even matter. Yeah. Shoot.
Right.
Pencil tickets probably were.
And I recall John Legend doing the national anthem, which is random.
Crazy.
The Broncos won 24-21. But damn, that was a game Champ Bailey
pick six.
picked off Drew Bledsoe and took it almost all the way. He might have scored on that play.
He scored. It was the first touchdown.
Yeah, I think he scored on that play.
65-yard interception return.
Yeah. Yeah.
First quarter. Tragic. Yep. Freaking Drew Bledsoe, man.
And then my boy Jake the Snake Plumber. He used to be one of my favorite quarterbacks, man. He had that play action pass that we used to have was crazy.
He launched it to take off running.
Man. He's
fast for a quarterback.
Yeah.
He has sneaky speed.
Yeah, deceptive speed, you know.
Nah, but,
that was one of my favorite memories just because, like, you know, first time seeing the Broncos in person. And the way my dad won those tickets, he didn't even win them, but it was like we were going to East Texas to visit my grandma and we were listening to the radio and somebody was, I don't know how, it was like a shout out of them selling the tickets and ended up calling the guy and I don't know, things work in mysterious ways, but we got to go to the game and have fun. It was a good one too, 24-21, winning overtime, but good memory, man. And so one of my ones that I won't forget.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though your dad's not a real Cowboys fan, he's just, you know, here or there.
Oh, he's going to love to hear that. He listens to the
shout out to you, Mr. Episodes. Epps. No hard feelings about that time you left Cowboys Nation and became a Panthers fan the year the Cam won the MVP and then, of course, lost in the Super Bowl to the Denver Broncos. Well, that's funny how things come full circle, isn't it? But, yeah, shout out to you, Mr. Epps. Your fan card has an asterisk beside it, by the way.
Hey man, you talking about my Cowboy, man?
Nah, I don't blame him. No, I don't even blame him.
Yeah,
Cowboys will do that to you.
They will. Family time, holiday time is where you spend most of your time drinking hot chocolate, opening the gifts. Maybe turn on the TV, watch
playing games, Christmas movie with the family.
Play games, right?
Having a little alcoholic encouragement with the family, perhaps.
right? Just enjoying your people.
Yeah.
Enjoying your people.
You're supposed to be at your loved ones, you know?
Right. So, you know, every time around this time of year, people always come out with their favorite Christmas movies, and people are going to hate me for this one.
Uh-oh. About to say something ignorant.
I'm about to say something very, very, very controversial.
Okay.
I like Home Alone 3.
The third one? The one without Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
Man, boy, if you don't get your... Why?
I like the other two. I like 3 too. Nobody likes 3 but me.
Why?
I don't know. I think the toys in there, in the movie, I want it. He had that remote control car.
The remote control car.
And he was doing all that stuff. I don't know. I didn't say I didn't like Home Alone 1 and 2. I just like 3.
But for that to be your favorite, you kind of look at you sideways now. Quick, random fact. You know whose sister was in that movie?
Scarlett Johansson.
Great. I didn't know that until like 2 weeks ago on Twitter. I was like, wait, what?
I saw that same.
Seen the movie thousands of times and never knew. Yeah. Never knew. Another thing, funny thing, there's a I didn't know anybody else seen that, but I just chalked it up to maybe I'm tripping. But if you squint really squint when you're looking at Joe Burrow, he kind of looks like Macaulay Culkin. Like he favors him a little bit. But it's not a bad. It's not a bad series. Just wouldn't be my first choice. But you know, you're entitled to your opinion.
I think because it was maybe my
still love.
I just as a kid, I just watched it so much, and I just admired the toys he had. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm weird, okay?
Yeah, you know. Wow. I know, for me, I probably, for my favorite holiday movie, it'd probably be a toss-up between A Christmas Story and Jim Carrey's The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And The Christmas Story, we had to watch that all the time when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have cable like you kids have these days with all the new fancy channels.
We had to walk
HD
to school
stuff.
In the snow.
Yeah, yeah. 7 miles there and 7 miles
hey,
back.
What did Eddie Murphy say that time? We didn't have the things that you had. Food.
We had like food. My dad worked 22 hours a day at the Coleco Toy Factory. You know who he ate? We ate what he brought home. We ate toys,
we ate the
Eddie.
Toys. Oh, he's doing Saturday Night Live, too.
Man.
I'm gonna check that out.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Holiday.
Holiday movie. So we only used to have to watch that out of because it was the family's movie, quote unquote, because it's one of the 5 working channels that we had that you used to watch TV off of. But other than that, it was the Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey is probably one of my favorite comedians. So, I mean, that just goes without saying. If you haven't watched it, watch it. There's a lot of, you might think that's a kid's movie, but there's a lot of adult humor in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I'd have to watch that again.
So, yeah, go ahead and rewatch that and you get a chance. And just like, yeah, there's a lot of adult humor in there. I didn't catch it when I was a kid, but
yeah,
it's there. So,
mm-hmm.
That's mine, man.
Speaking of movies, Watchmen, which is a movie, but we're going to talk about the show here. Dane, you've seen, because the whole entire season is right. Is out. The final episode already aired. So
they finished it. It was really good.
I just started it. And so I watched the first episode a few nights ago and I loved it, man. It was different. I mean, and let me preface by saying, and I'll probably get killed for this too, I did not see
no spoilers, G.
I'm just saying I did not see the movie Watchmen.
What?
I know.
God dang it.
I know. But
it's only considered one of the greatest comic book movies of all time. It's also directed by Zack Snyder.
Yep, I knew that. You know, I just hadn't seen it. I know.
Dang.
Forgive me.
Yeah,
but
I guess
I saw the first episode of the show, and I love it. I mean, I only watched one episode, but it's gritty, down to earth, which I've already heard the movie is as well, which I can only assume.
The movie is legit, too.
Matter
of fact, I'd recommend just stopping and
really?
Don't watch any more episodes and just watch the movie first. And then
do they tie into each other?
They do. Okay. They do. They do. Yeah, they definitely do.
Okay.
They do.
So I'll
watch
do
the
that.
Movie first. You'll appreciate the season more. You know, I'll give you some advanced homework, and I'll send you a link if you need to.
Okay.
Read some of the graphic novels and comic books. Just a few, you know, series. Not a lot of them. They only the film, the movie itself is based on one of the runs in the '80s. So watch the movie, and then go back to watch the show, and you'll be like, oh, okay, this is pretty nice. You'll appreciate it much more. Trust me.
Okay.
There is some connectivity there.
Okay.
There's some callbacks, some real good callbacks too.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty. They did a good job.
I would do that. So without giving spoilers, Dane, what did you think of the season?
I thought the season was great. I didn't have any immediate interest in watching it. One, because I wanted to binge it all at one time. So we purposely stayed away from it. Well, I purposely stayed away from it. Muted a lot of keywords on Twitter.
Very smart.
And about 2 weeks ago, no? Yeah, 2 weeks ago, we went ahead and re-upped the HBO subscription we had. The last time we had the HBO subscription was for Game of Thrones, but of course we killed that right after that final episode.
Right.
But we brought it back to binge watch all of the episodes. And I say we because my wife, she just happened to be watching. It's like, is that? She's like, what did she say?
Regina King?
Kitchen. Yeah, she's like, is that Regina King? I was like, yeah. And I looked up, I was like, yeah, of course it is. You want to watch it? So we started watching that, but it was really good. The pacing, the storytelling is amazing in itself. It was great. How it ties into historical events is pretty good, which I really appreciate in comic book movie adaptations anyways. The actors did their thing. Hats off to Regina. And of course there's I'm assuming hard work that went into it by staff and, you know, the production folks, but they did a good job storytelling. I will say that more than anything.
That'll be my homework to watch the movie then. That man, if the work that you gave me or homework you gave me was a class, I'd be failing because
we ain't even finished Star Wars.
I probably haven't
started Lord of the Rings yet.
I haven't finished Star Wars yet.
Sorry,
I will.
I still love you, dog.
I will at some point. And I will.
Now, if you cash at me $15, I will forgive you and you'll be passing with flying colors.
Yeah. Speaking of Star Wars, the new movie came out. Obviously, I have not seen it. Dane, have you seen it?
Nope. We haven't been to the movies like at all since we kind of had a kid. So
that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
We definitely need to go see it. The wife kind of hasn't brought it up. She's not dying to see it like I am, but right. I've kind of avoided Twitter all day because parts of me, I'm sure, pretty sure she goes down for a nap, I might sneak off and go see it. But if she listen to this, I apologize.
Better hope she don't hear this part of the show.
Matter of fact, just go ahead and edit this whole part out so she doesn't find out that I went to go see Spider-Man without her the first time last summer. But sorry, baby, I love you. We'll go see it soon. I have a long laundry list of movies that I should have seen already, but, you know, parent first, so.
Of course, my guy, of course.
Yeah, but I love it. I love it. I love it. I love watching it.
Wouldn't change it for the world?
No, I wouldn't change it for the world, man. Would not change it for the world. No. I just thought about it. Like, the only way I would change it if there was two of them. Like, if I have two kids at one time, even though I'm not physically having the baby myself, the wife can knock out two of them at one time, I'm sure she would like, okay, we're almost two-thirds of the way to three kids, so we're good now. So, but that's the idea, three. You know,
it's a beautiful thing.
So, but yeah, wouldn't change a thing. Love a little dude. No, wouldn't change a thing.
That's good, man. For those that are listening, we just want to say thank you again.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Oh, question for you, bud.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to thank everybody listening. Where are all these people from?
Oh, wow. Man. So.
Where are all these viewers from, bro?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I just so happened to look and, you know, messing around with different stuff on our podcast. And I came across an interesting map.
A viewership map?
The cities where our listeners are that are listening to our show, Dane.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Yes, really appreciate it. It means more than you guys know to, you know, hear or see that people are actually listening. And, you know, of course,
to take their time out their day, they can be doing anything. They can be doing anything, spending time with their families, working, sleeping, eating. They could be doing any of those things, but they're taking the time to listen to us, you know, talk about sports, even in a lot of our opinions are probably wrong.
Right.
Prediction stuff, but that we appreciate. So, I know I personally, if Deontay doesn't appreciate you I care. I appreciate you guys for rocking with us, even if it is, you know, just one episode and stuff.
Right.
That means a lot, man. That's
really
surreal.
Does. It really does. So, shout out to...
I wish we could pay y'all.
We pay y'all with our... shoot. I don't know.
No, Deontay gonna pay y'all because the way that my bank account is set up. Nah, appreciate y'all for real, though.
Shout out to what, Manhattan, New York,
okay,
San Mateo, California,
okay,
Reuther Glen, Virginia.
Boy said Reuther Glen, Virginia.
Reuther Glen, Sunrise, Manor, Nevada.
Okay,
Atlanta, Georgia, Pensacola, Murphy, Texas, San Jose, California, Mansfield, Texas, Bushwick, New York, Bridgewater, okay, New Jersey, Lexington, South Carolina,
shout out
Lakeville,
to
Minnesota,
shout out
League
to
City, Texas,
appreciate you,
Killeen, Texas, Fort Hood, Texas, St. Matthews, Kentucky, Boardman, Oregon,
hey,
Austin, Waco,
ATX,
Houston. That's just, you know, a few cities, but man,
I just thought that was
interesting. Yeah, if you're still listening,
cool.
Yeah,
man, if you haven't already shut us off and deleted your podcasting app from your phone or device, we appreciate you.
We really do.
If you need your money back, just hit up Deontay; he'll give you money back. Or if you didn't pay for it, hit him up for, you know, coupons and stuff like that. He'll
It's
on his
special
tab.
Little special coupons. I got another shout out.
Already expired.
Shout out to Waco Work and Veronica Smith. They gave us a shout out not too long ago on their Instagram and social media pages.
Much thanks to them. They taught you everything you know.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much. It's the Learn to Podcast class taught by Austin Meek from Waco Business News. And man, it was for those that want to learn how to put together a somewhat quality show that we are trying to do here. His class was great. It was like a maybe 3-hour class, 2-hour class in downtown Waco, and showed me a lot of great things and gave me much advice and tips. And I just want to thank Austin for that and thank Veronica as well for giving us a shout out through Waco Work. I think they already had the last class of 2019, but he told me they're going to have more in 2020. So, they are very helpful, and it was very helpful for us in starting our journey. So shout out to them for that.
Yeah, shout out to them. Very helpful.
And this will be our last podcast of 2019. We are going to take a little break. I know we only did like 4 episodes, but
hey, we need a break, man.
We're going to enjoy our family and enjoy the time off, and we hope you guys do the same and relax. Enjoy your family. Have a great, great Christmas holiday and Happy New Year to you guys. And we'll be back in the 2020.
All right, man. See y'all in 2020. Y'all have fun. Be safe. Love on your people. And drink responsibly. You know.
Yes. 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 Very, very important.
We want to see every single last one of y'all in the new year. Yeah. So,
that's so true.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all a lot.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you so much. And
we love you 3,000.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But all right, guys, we're out.